We've been doing a new year situation all week, having a variety of different professionals, experts on to help you keep your resolutions and get your 2011 in order. Now, joining us, let me get my life together. Joining us right now is the relationship expert, also fine married lady, and author of the book, Miss Type, Stop Sabotaging Your Relationships and Find Dating Success. Dr. Michelle, good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
How you doing? How's your new year so far?
My new year is great. I mean, I feel real pumped up after that introduction.
Nice, nice. Listen, you had a blog called the Top 5 Relationship Resolutions for 2011. Break it down.
Okay, so number one is take better care of yourself. And I know every time we think about relationships, you want to point the finger at the other person and say, you need to change this. If we worked on our own physical health, mental health, finances, that would bring a lot to the relationship right then and there. So first thing to do if you want to work on your relationship, start by getting yourself together. The second thing is to commit to uninterrupted quality time in your relationship. You know, everybody acts like they're a CEO of some major corporation. They got to have 3 Blackberries and cells on the table. You can't even get out to dinner these days without somebody having to constantly check their Twitter and Facebook accounts.
Janella.
If you want to connect with people, he's calling you out. If you want to connect with people, can they get an hour of your time without having a TV something? You know what I mean?
Yes, that's great
advice.
What
would you do without Facebook for an hour?
I don't. I would cut it. If I were at dinner, I always turn my phone off.
Okay, nice.
I do it.
Number
three is repair broken relationships. If there's something, especially in a romantic relationship, at some point you got to call a truce, right? Mm-hmm. If you're still going to date this person, you got to start working on that thing that broke you. If it was infidelity or a money issue, whatever it is, don't torture each other for life by just letting that baggage get dragged around from year to year. If it's been bad, this is the year to say, look, we're going to hash this thing out, but then we're going to put it behind us and start focusing on our goals for the future. If you can't get past it, then you need to find a new partner. But make a commitment to trying to get past it this year.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Nice.
The fourth one is use and don't abuse technology. And that's getting back to some of our social networking where people think that they can text important things that you need to pick up the phone and call somebody to say.
Don't text and say you might want to go to the doctor.
Right.
Don't text and say, I think I'm tired of you.
I'm tired of you.
Don't text you know what I'm saying?
The baby ain't yours.
We're relying too much on technology. Sometimes you do need to pick up the phone and talk to the person, especially if you're mad with them. People like to have, like, serious arguments via text, or they like to put their partner on blast on Twitter and Facebook, and everybody's watching and knowing, ooh, she's mad at him. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't air it out over social networking. If you got a beef and you want to work something out, sit down and have a nice, civilized, respectful conversation with your partner.
Nice. Okay, and finally?
And number five is do something nice for somebody else. And, you know, I've been on all these debates, and Tigger, you know, you were at one of them. We talked about relationships where people are always like, well, what you going to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to be the first one to step up and do that nice thing. And so I'm saying, take a risk. Mm. Step out on faith for your relationship and be the one that's going to do something nice. It could be so simple. It could be so simple as letting your partner watch whatever they like on TV uninterrupted with no nagging and no complaining.
Especially on Sunday.
All right.
Male or female, because we have our shows we like to watch, too, y'all want to... Can you wash this?
Not on Sunday.
Hungry for this. Whatever.
Right.
So, right? It goes both ways.
It
but
does.
It could be something so simple. It doesn't have to involve spending money, but it just involves doing a little something to make your partner happy, to let them know you're down for them like that, and they will give back to you. If you find the person's not giving back to you, you're with the wrong person.
Awesome. Dr. Michelle, we love you. Thank you for sharing your jewels of wisdom, and I do see why you're married after all of that you just said. Please visit.
Oh, thank you, honey. I love y'all, too.
Visit her website, drmichelle.com. Follow her on Twitter at Dr. _Michelle. Thanks, Ma.
Thank you, babe. Bye.